This week, WUNC is sharing personal stories from girls in Western North Carolina. The series is called Postcards from Madison County.
The people I was living with in foster care, I didn't really know who they was.
There's 6 good-sized blueberry bushes staked up there. I'm not sure about it, but I think he planted them for me.
Sometimes when they're loading the produce in his semi, we sit in the back and play Best Fiends on his phone.
Today's story is from Catlin Lewis. She's in 6th grade at Madison Middle School in Marshall, North Carolina. It's north of Asheville at the edge of the Pisgah National Forest.
I couldn't stop watching the way they stomped their feet with the purpose. It's loud, looks fun, and it has lots of movement. I was in ballet class at Miss Angel's dance studio. But when I saw them clogging next door, I knew immediately I wanted to try it. I started tapping my feet all the time, no matter where I was or what I was doing. Once I started, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I tapped my feet while doing homework, taking math test, or watching TV with my brother Shane. Shane and I love to watch TV together, but he can't move like I can. You have to learn all the steps, but I love the challenge of remembering all my routines. When I first started, there was lots of steps to keep up with, and sometimes it was frustrating. When I stomped my feet, I pushed really hard into the ground to make it sound right. It's not random stomping, though. There's a purpose, and I'm making art. During recitals, I don't really focus on anything because I don't want to think too much. But other times, clogging helps me focus better on some things or take my mind off stressful things. I get nervous for reading tests because I'm better at math and science. But when I'm moving my feet, it gets my brain going and tests seem easier. I rock back and forth and tap my feet while reading now, too. It helps me concentrate. And sometimes, when I'm worried about my brother having a seizure, I focus on keeping my feet moving. Once I clogged the whole time he was in surgery, because I thought he might not make it. Focusing on my feet gets my mind off him, and he loves to watch me dance. Last year we had a funny finale, and I knew he would have laughed. But the recital lights made him have a seizure. My brother can't dance like I can because he has rods in his back. But I push him around in his wheelchair and try to catch all the bumps because he loves movement like I do. And I dance for him because I want him to smile.
That's 6th grader Catlin Lewis from Marshall, North Carolina. Her story is part of our week-long series called Postcards from Madison County. It was produced this past summer by our friends at PAGE, the Partnership for Appalachian Girls Education, a group affiliated with Duke University. If you'd like to hear more stories like Catlin's, visit the Postcards from Madison County page at wunc.org.